Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's why I have said the Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you very much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. Coming to you from the Sports Byline USA studios, downtown San Francisco, my name is Rick Tittle. It's great to have you with us, as we always do this show at this day, at this time, wherever you might happen to be listening, in different time zones, maybe even different days, because we're on The Voice on the American Forces Radio Network. Maybe you've crossed the international dateline. What does the future look like? But Sports Byline USA was founded back in the 80s to just talk sports, and we do that 6 days and 23 hours a week. This is the 1 hour that we don't. We're also on SB Nation Radio as well. Great to be on that storied outlet. But you can always hear us streaming through the website, sportsbyline.com. Click Listen Live for emails. Going to me, rick@sportsbyline.com. Use that email address to request the cheat code that I always give away at the end of the show, usually for older games. SBNationLive.com as we stream through their website as well. Video Game Review, this is what we do. As I said, my name is Rick Tittle. I'm a gamer like you. I don't make them. I don't mac them or tack them, Sunderland. I just like playing them. I'm a gamer like you, and we all have our own tastes. What's good, what's bad, what's not, underhyped, overhyped, bargain, basement. And let's talk about it together. It's a collaborative effort. My unpaid correspondence at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Don't be shy. Everyone from the newbies to the hardcore gamers and in between, let's talk about it. Also, you can listen to us on CRN Digital Plus 2. That's the cable radio network channel 2 and your cable provider, 35 million homes. TuneIn Radio app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, and Twitch, yes, video games. Well, here we are on Twitch and Twitch.tv. Look at the app. There I am, face made for radio. Great to have you with us. And the great thing about the Twitch app as well, on Twitch.tv, you can comment. There's a little comment section there as well. Don't forget that the Twitter is at Rick Tittle. As I enunciate my T's, you can get me that way. But the most important thing is to call me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. No guests today. You're my guest. We'll give away a brand new game in about a half hour. New releases and video game news. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back on the Video Game Review.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on American Forces. Get in and get heard. You can see me on Twitch, twitch.tv, the Twitch app, 1-800-878-PLAY. A lot of shows this year, 2019, I've been starting off talking about video games in the news and how especially how VR has helped with police forces, with EMTs, with doctors and other things, and then also video games and how they've helped diagnose early stages of Alzheimer's. Well, there's a story that came out from the World Health Organization from Reuters today in London. It's the World Health Organization's International Classification of Diseases, which is a reference bible of recognizable and diagnosable diseases. They have now described addiction to digital and video gaming as a pattern of persistent or recurring gaming behavior that it becomes so extensive that it takes precedence over other life's interests. In other words, they have categorized it as a mental health disorder. Now, before you panic and take your kids off the Nintendo, I'm just trying to let everybody know what this means, because you'll see a headline and you go, oh, no more MLB The Show, no more Fortnite, no more whatever, Tetris. This is an extreme thing, like anything in life, you know, like everything in moderation. The WHO's expert on mental health and substance abuse, a guy named Shekhar Saxena, says that this goes for the worst cases, and this is for people who play for 20 hours a day. They don't sleep, they don't eat, they don't work, they don't go to school, they don't do anything. And he stressed, Saxena, that only a very small minority of people who play digital or video games, as they call it, would develop any sort of problem. But he did say recognition of early warning signs may prevent it, and said, quote, "This is an occasional or even transitory behavior," adding that only if such persists around a year could a potential diagnosis of a disorder be made. So, responding to the decision to include gaming addiction, the Video Games Coalition, which is an industry lobby group, say their products are, quote, "enjoyed safely and sensibly by more than 2 billion people worldwide and across all kinds of genres, devices, and platforms." And it added that educational, therapeutic, and recreational value of games was well-founded and well-recognized and urged the WHO to reconsider. I don't think they need to panic on this. I think it's going to hit them in the pocketbook a little bit. But the ICD, the Video Games Coalition, has been updated, or I should say the International Classification of Diseases, I see, that's been updated over the past 10 years, and it covers 55,000 injuries, diseases, and causes of death, and it forms the basis of the WHO and other experts to see trends in health. And the WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, it's a great name, said, quote, "It enables us to understand so much about what makes people get sick and die and to take action to prevent suffering and save lives." So, listen, this thing, this list has now included changes to sexual health classifications, and not just sexual dysfunction, but gender incongruence, for example, under mental health conditions. There's all sorts of things, you know, about the binary and non-binary and all that. But the reason I bring it up is because, once again, someone is going to see, you know, a kid playing video games for 3 hours and say, oh, no, you're going to have a mental health disorder. I would think anything you do 20 hours a day, whether it's sweep your porch, listen to music, or eat donuts, those are all bad things. First of all, you don't want to be awake 20 hours a day like me. Otherwise, you're going to have health problems. You need sleep. If you didn't know that, you do need your sleep. But, yeah, we had a guy in here 10 years ago, probably longer than 10 years ago. It was a movie called Second Skin. And we had the filmmaker in here. It was a documentary about these guys who were playing MMORPGs, massively multiplayer online games. And they had played it to the point where they only interacted with other people playing the game. And there was actually a case of one guy who lived in LA and these three other guys who were all playing this game in the Midwest. He moved so he could move his terminal and the four of them could be together, which is still some sort of maybe weird type of community, but it's still there. And there was one guy who had the temerity to get married. Yes, he had a relationship. And they went out to a bachelor party and they said, we could so be online right now. They couldn't even have a night off for a bachelor party as they felt bad. And then it showed people meeting each other at the airport. And in the video games, they were, you know, the guy was a knight in shining armor and the girl was a gorgeous warrior queen or whatever. And then they met and maybe they didn't look like themselves. But even then, there's some sorts of community. I mean, there's those guilds. They have conventions in Vegas and other places. They get their guilds together. And all of that is fine. You know, who says you have to meet your wife or husband at the library? And people use apps for that. And that's a good thing if it works out for you. But it's not so much that you lose contact with other human beings and you don't know how to react. That would be a bad thing for anything that you do. You know, Ted Kaczynski didn't have this, but he lived in a shack in Montana with no electricity and no running water. Was he sane? I was like, no. You want to be able to interact with human beings. And this is all going back to, you know, kids on their phones. And they said sometimes 10, 11, 12 hours a day just looking at a screen. Everything in moderation.
So if you are playing 20 hours a day and you don't work, you don't go to school, you don't deal with people, you don't sleep, that is a health problem. That is a mental health disorder. But it has nothing to do with the thing you're doing. You could be shooting at pine cones for 20 hours a day. It's not the pine cone's fault or the rifle's fault. It's not the video game fault or the TV or anyone else's fault. If anything, they're making these games too good. So what are they going to start doing now? Making bad video games or making a video game that shuts itself off after 2 hours? I highly doubt it. But just because of the fact that the WHO recognizes a mental health disorder, which, as I said, I think is legit, if you're that obsessed to do 20 hours a day doing anything, that doesn't mean it's bad. But the thing is, there are some especially ignorant congressmen and women who will see this and see, yep, I always knew it. I always knew video games are bad. Look, it's poisoning. And you say, oh, my kid spent half the weekend on the video game. Oh, no, he's starting to get a mental health disorder. No, he's not. He's not. If he's playing 18, 19, 20 hours a day, there's still time to save that person, okay? They're not unsavable, but that's too much. So once again, today, another headline comes out. This is from NBC News. Woo-hoo, look what they're saying. It's a mental health disorder. Of course it is. You're doing something 20 hours a day. Nothing to do with video games. Come on, man.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by Annuity Action Network. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your monthly settlement payments? It's true. If you receive monthly payments from an annuity or a structured settlement and you need a lump sum immediately, then you need to call Annuity Action Network. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Call the Annuity Action Network now to get your fast cash with no hidden costs. And if you call today, we'll even send you a $100 cash gift card just for verifying your settlement payments and your contact information. If you have a structured settlement or an annuity and you want cash now, call Annuity Action Network right now.
800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Great to have you with us, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces. I saw this article this week, a video game website, and they're taking questions and emails, and it said, when was the last time you really cared about the story in a video game? And my immediate, I didn't write in, but my immediate reaction was, never. I mean, I guess that's not true. I have cared before, maybe a Link game. But I just want a fun game. I don't need to know my motivation. I'm not a method actor. I'm not going to any, Lee Strasberg acting schools or anything. I just, tell me, I don't even really need to know a reason. Like, what's my motivation? Why am I doing this? What drives me? Just play the game. Don't overthink it, I would say. All right, coming up next, we're going to get you your new releases as well. I'll tell you what's coming out this week and give away a brand new game. 1-800-878-PLAY. Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review. A brand new handheld system has been announced. And, you wait for, a lot of technology that's groundbreaking or innovative, and it's usually kind of copycat, right? Because there's nothing new under the sun. This one is different and was just announced 3 days ago. The system is called Playdate. Playdate features an actual hand crank on the side that can be used to play the games or not. The system is square and it's about big enough to fit in your pocket. It's about like, it could fit in the palm of my hand. Depends on how big your hands are. If you have regular man hands, Seinfeld, it can just fit right in your hand. It's a complete square. And it's got a black and white screen. It says it plays, quote, all kinds of games. It's being made by a software developer called Panic, which has been around for more than 20 years. And recently has started publishing business, and some of its marquee titles have include Firewatch, and there's another untitled Goose game that's coming out. But if you go to at Playdate, it'll show somebody with it, and it will say, oh yeah, the crank. No, it doesn't power the device. It's a flip-out rotational controller that puts a fresh spin on fun. Some games use it exclusively. Some use it with the D-pad. And some not at all. So Panic wanted to do even more. And so that led to the idea of this handheld system. And Panic said, quote, what if we could push ourselves even further? What if we could build something, a real something that you could hold? It was harder than we thought, but it's here. End quote. They worked with an independent game designer named Keita Takahashi. They also got a designer named Zach Gage, Bennett Foddy, and Sean Inman. They have created the Playdate console. They call it console, but it's a handheld. Said, quote, we showed them the Playdate and asked, want to make a game for it? And then we lost our minds and said, yes. End quote. So in terms of game releases, the Playdate will get 12 brand new games, one released each week, and Panic is keeping them a secret now, so their release will come as a surprise. They say some are short, some are long, some are experimental, some traditional, but all are fun. Well, I hope so. And, as for that hand crank, which is the most unique feature, most old-fashioned and unique feature, it's
you know, a rotating analog controller flips out of the side of the system, and say sub people will use it. Now, the console also on the front has a traditional A and B button with a D-pad. It also has Wi-Fi and Bluetooth support. It's got a USB-C and a headphone jack. When will this release? Not this year. It's coming out in the year 2020. This is 2020, Barbara Walters. It has already got a price, and that price is $150. All 12 games in Season 1, in other words, one a month, they're included in the cost. So presumably you'll have more seasons to follow after that. So, you know, it you kind of think, well, for $150, what can I get? Well, you can get three new games. Well, maybe you can get 2.5 new games. But when you think of a hand crank, what is the first one that comes in? And that would be Fishing Rod Simulator, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be the first thing you would think of? That it would be some sort of fishing rod deal? I don't know. 1-800-878-PLAY. What have you been playing? I've been playing a lot more Fallout 76, level 55 now, I think I am, 56 maybe. It's to the point now when then I rank up. I can either pick to move a point from one of my categories or to just pick a new card because I've maxed out on all my points. So now I'm at the point where I will, you know, put on my hacker card, take it off. You know, you can choose on the fly, put on my weapon maker or house maker, whatever. I finally, you know, also I redid my entire house because whenever I play, I'm always over encumbered by at least 800. Seriously, 800. So that means my action points, my AP goes down very fast. But whenever I stop playing, I spend the whatever it is, 3940 caps to move my establishment. And sometimes it didn't really fit. So I went in and I made the most compact thing that can fit anywhere. And it does. And that's just a cement block with two cement walls, two level 15 machine gun turrets on the bottom, a lot of punji spikes, then two rows of stairs. But then I get to the stairs and I build a deck, but I go back over the original platform, and then I put another platform over the stairs just enough so I can walk up them, and then I put everything down. And I got rid of the brewery and the fermenter. I never use them, and they're enormous. So they're in storage. So I have the armor workbench, the weapons workbench, the tinker's workbench for ammo, and the chemist's workbench, which honestly, I don't use a lot either, but I do some smelting and bulk in there. Then I have the cooking station, and I have the CAMPS, the camps, which is where I put all my junk in. And that's it. Oh, and then I have the power armor structure, which took me like to 11:45 to get. And I don't use my power armor as much now. So that's all compacted in right into each other. And then I put some level one, because I couldn't do too many, some level one turrets. And then I put turrets way outside on the perimeter. And I've always found that's more fun. Every time you move, of course, you got to put them back out again. But it's more fun to put a turret way out there. Now, if they're ever attacked, they almost get broken. Then you got to go fix them, and there's not much to it. But once again, I turned on Fallout 76 this week. I wish I turned on Fallout 4. Turn on Fallout 76, and there's another update. Now it's 1.16. There was 1.12, 1.13, 1.13, 1.14, 1.0. And you're just looking at an hour. So you can't really play. You got to wait an hour. What happens this time around? It's like, well, there's this new underground adventure, and everything is at least level 50 and over, so make sure you go down there with your, you know, your Fat Man and your mini nukes, whatever you want, your MIRV, M-A-R-V. Which doesn't work as well as I thought. I made a MIRV. I split my mini nukes in four, and there's like super mutants standing right next to them, and they don't die. It's almost like a conventional frag grenade when you split them up like that. Maybe I'm better off just the mini nuke. But you get that, and then it says fixes. And I look down. I actually look down the list of fixes every time it comes out, and it will say, oh, there was an issue where, you know, this thing was spelled wrong, or you couldn't get out of this, or you would lay down on your bed and you would face the wrong way. And I'm like, do we really need this? I would rather just have, and I appreciate they're trying to fix it and keep it valid after all the criticism, and I might be one of the only people still playing it, but I would just rather have a big patch every 3 months. To give me a 3 hour patch every 3 months than giving me a 1 hour patch every month. It just seems like every time I turn it on, there's something else. There's something new in the atomic shop. There's a thing this time. It's the Italian doctor with the big bird nose thing with the spices in it from, you know, days of yore. Is it medieval? Maybe a little bit after medieval, more Baroque. But so playing that, and still to this point, only the second level of turrets I can make. I went in through some other guys' houses. One guy had it locked. I didn't even dare unlocking it because it probably would have made me a criminal, and then I'd be on everybody's list. You can make your own stores now, and you can have other people buy your stuff. That was another thing. I have not done that yet. There's another thing where you take a camera, you can take different types of pictures. I'm fine with the camera I had. I just want to play the game. Stop with the updates. Stop with the kicking. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
We all have those home projects we'd like to get to before summertime, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects, and how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where HomeAdvisor can help. HomeAdvisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects so you know you're getting a fair price. HomeAdvisor can even help you find the right pro for your job. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel, just tell them what you need and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can read customer reviews, request quotes, book appointments, and it's free to use. HomeAdvisor makes it easy, so don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits so you can relax this summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask HomeAdvisor. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app today.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you all around the world. It's 40 after. That means I'm giving away a new game coming up in this segment. Coming up in this segment, we will have new releases. I'll tell you what's new on the shelves, and then we'll close it out with the cheat code. Send your requests, rick at sportsbyline.com. And you can always call me up at any point at 1-800-878-PLAY. Lines are open 1-800-878-7529. But it is time to give away a game. The game I'm giving away is a VR game called Vacation Simulator. It's for the Oculus Rift and for the HTC Vive. Just answer the question and send you your answer in an email to rick at sportsbyline.com. And I'll give it to the second correct answer. Vacation Simulator. Does this sound like going to the beach, or does this sound like going into combat? Just let me know, Rick at sportsbyline.com. This is Alchemy Labs' first VR game since Job Simulator. You remember that? It placed you in a series of office work. So now with Vacation Simulator, they're trying to put you in with these different little puzzles and literally taking you to the beach and camping and other things. These little robots present you with some of these little puzzles you have to do. Now, I played this game at the Game Developers Conference in February out here in San Francisco. Or was it March? Maybe it was early March. In the spring, genau, I played Vacation Simulator, and I thought it was horrifyingly, I'm just being honest, horrifyingly frustrating, because, first of all, whenever I put on an Oculus Rift, I feel like I'm in for a not life-changing experience, but something that's going to be memorable, to say the least. And so I'm standing there, and there was a helper person there. And I'm like, what do I do? And she's like, okay, turn around and walk that way. I can only go one step, you know, and of course you're just pressing the button to make yourself go. And you can go into a shop. Now take things you want. So I'm like, okay, I took like a life preserver and a camera and a hat. Okay, now go outside. All right. And the beach is right in front of my face. Okay, do the puzzle. And so these little puzzle pieces would pop up on a table, and you're supposed to build like this sandcastle out of these blocks on a table. And it would have a little clue. It would say, do this, no, do that. And then I would do it, and then nothing would happen. And then I would turn around, and it would be like, hey, take a picture. And then I would take a picture. And then I'd turn around again, and it would be like, throw the ball in the water. And I would throw the ball in the water. And I was like, now what? This game just hadn't really evolved. Now, remember, I played at the Game Developers Conference, so maybe it was just a beta. You know, and as with anything, you're in virtual reality world, so it's fun to kind of goof off, but you're all in this sort of cel-shaded, cartoony type of place. So it feels like you're in a cartoon instead of, you know, real VR. And it's just not a lot going on. And these little robots will talk to you. They're little sort of like Macintosh TV screens that float, and they got the little "you want fries with that" McDonald's Madonna mic in front of their face, and they're doing little funny lines, and they'll ask you to do this or to do that. But I found it, especially with these repeating these puzzles, highly tedious, very tedious. There was one robot that wanted to play volleyball with me. Or, you know, and that was an impossibility. Now, there's one thing where you could cook and create food and then you could deliver it. That actually, well, that sounds the worst. That was probably the funnest thing. You know, you turn on the grill, you open the fridge, you grab a burger patty, you throw it on the grill, you crack an egg and do a fried egg. You can put an apple on it. And that's kind of fun because you have these white little glove floating hands. It's funny, one of the gloves has a watch on the wrist. But, you know, you're putting a marshmallow over, you're making a s'more. It actually felt like you were cooking something, which was kind of fun. But, as I said, we're giving it away. This is published and developed by Owl Chemie, O-W-L, Alchemy Labs. And it's rated E10+. E10+, so everybody can get in and everybody can have a great time, of course. Just came out a couple of weeks ago. Available for the, I have it here for the Oculus Rift. As I said, it's also available for the HTC Vive. It's just that all the games that I've played on the Rift and the Vive as well, it's always something mind-blowing. And I'm okay with these graphics. I just wish there was more stuff to do because it almost seems like this would be like a back in the days, 93, 94, 95, when CD-ROM came out, 96, and you had these CDs that you would buy at like CompUSA or remember that place, something like that, and it would say 1,000 games. It was all shareware. This to me feels like VR shareware or like on my Oculus Go. It's like a game that would say free. It's not free. But maybe if you, and the thing is, they don't say that this is specifically for little kids, but E10+, obviously, that's a little bit of a glaring. It's a glaring sign that I think if you're 10 years old, this would probably be a much, much better game. But in it of itself, it's kind of just a little puzzle game. All right. So Vacation Simulator, is this about going to the beach or is this about going into combat? You can send your answers to rick@sportsbyline.com and the second one gets the game. By the way, before we get to the new releases this week, Microsoft has announced that Project X Cloud, a video game streaming service, will not only support all the current games in the Xbox family of systems, so at one, 360, and of course regular Xbox, but all upcoming Xbox One titles as well. So what this is, Project X Cloud will let players stream games from Microsoft's own servers to the device of their choice. And so the technology will open up console quality gaming to people who do not have the necessary hardware, with the only requirement being that you have a strong and stable internet connection. So in an update on the technology through an Xbox Wire post, Microsoft said Project X Cloud is capable of running three generations of games, Xbox, Xbox 360, Xbox One. It will stream more than 3,500 games without any adjustments or modifications required from the developers. In other words, no ports. In addition, when a developer updates the Xbox One version of a game, the changes will automatically be applied to all the games that you have on the X Cloud. So right now, Microsoft said there are more than 1,900 games in development for the Xbox One, and that all of them will run on Project X Cloud. So that brings the total number of games supported to more than 5,000. Microsoft also announced that the streaming support to the standard Xbox Developer Kit, so this will allow games to be recognized even if they're streamed off the cloud for features that can improve the experience, such as font size adjustment for smaller displays, hosting multiplayer matches on a single server. You can have lower latency. The internal nickname, by the way, for Project X Cloud is Netflix for Gamers, and it's easy to see why. That's how the service will work. It will have plenty of competition in the video game streaming space over the next few years, I should say. Google Stadia, which I got a little bit of a look at. Unfortunately, not the controllers. They're using old-time controllers at the GDC. Google Cloud supported that launch of Apex Legends. Also, Tom Clancy's The Division 2. That'll be upcoming on the stream platform. But Microsoft has revealed neither the price nor the release date
for Project X Cloud. And alpha version has already rolled out for testing to Microsoft employees. They're going to do some public trials later this year, and then hopefully more information will make its way to E3. But right now, when you think about game streaming services, you have PlayStation Now that's in effect. You have GeForce Now, and that's PC, Mac, and NVIDIA Shield. You have Jump PC. That's another one. They're trying to get AAA ones there as well. The Xbox Game Pass. You have, of course, as I mentioned, still Google Stadia as well. So this is going to be the way of the future. We'll see. Probably the most technically ambitious game streaming service we've seen thus far is Shadow, and that's just high-end PC gaming. And it'll put it on a PC, a Mac, a TV, a phone, or a tablet. And it doesn't require you to pump up your... I mean, think about it. You're playing games at 4K and 60 hertz at 1080p. It'll just make use of the 12 gigs of DDR4M that you'll access as you go. So using the Shadow Ghost accessory, that'll turn it into a device as well. There's a lot coming down the line. Can you imagine a time when you don't own any consoles? You just do it from a subscription service? I can. Maybe that would be better. I don't know. You definitely need Wi-Fi, though. All right, let's take a look at the upcoming games that'll be this week, Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Gollum Gates for the PS4. Gollum Gates is a post-apocalyptic sci-fi blend of action strategy and card battler. You also have Tennis World Tour Roland Garros Edition. Of course, that's the French Open on the Xbox One. Dominate the courts of Roland Garros with Tennis World Tour, a new edition of the hit that's available on the PS4 and the PC as well. Layers of Fear 2. Layers of Fear 2, Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and the PC. In the horror games Layers of Fear 2, you must explore the world around you, discover your past. Crystal Crisis, Nintendo Switch and PlayStation 4 only. An all-star cast of heroes is gathered to test the metal in Crystal Crisis, acute and chaotic new game. Unruly Heroes, this is PSN. DLC, go on a journey to the West and be a part of the legend through unexpected challenges. Fight a diverse lineup of enemies. Vambrace, Cold Soul. That is available on the PC. Vampire's Cold Soul is a roguelike fantasy adventure set amidst a frozen landscape. The House in Fata Morgana. That is the Vita game. How about that? They made a Vita game. A gothic suspense tale set in a cursed mansion. The House of Fata Morgana is a full-length visual novel. Monstrum, Xbox One and PlayStation 4. Stranded players upon a derelict cargo ship. Monstrum takes the traditional survival horror and remixes it. And then a couple more. Little Friends, Dogs and Cats on the Switch. It's time to meet your new little friends. These adorable puppies and kittens can't wait to meet you. Blood and Truth, that's a first-person shooter for the PSVR. Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons. That's on the Switch. Two brothers set out on a journey to find the water of life and save their ailing father. And Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons. And then Rescue HQ, The Tycoon on the PC. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Just enough time at the end of the show to do a cheat code, as we always do. Rick Tittle with you. Nice to have you with us. We'll get you back to your sports talk here in a second on Sports Byline and SB Nation. Send your requests for the cheat codes. I like looking up older games. To rick@sportsbyline.com. I got a doozy this week. This is from Terry. Terry says, Rick, got any cheats on the PS3 for NASCAR 08? Ha ha. Obviously, a game from 2007, if it was NASCAR 08, so it's been a while. On the PS3, yes, I do. I have some cheats for you there. Remember, the NASCAR game was too real. That's why it was bad. What does that mean? Well, there'd be caution flags, and you'd be out there trading paint, and then there'd be a caution flag, and then it would rain, and then you would pit, and then you would roll around, and then you would pit. You just never got a sense for speed. It wasn't fun. It was like a flight simulator that was too much like a real plane. But anyway, the first thing that you should know, and this is just a hint, not a cheat, but whenever you're trying to qualify for a race and you're trying to get the pole, always, always, always turn off braking assist. Now, if you want to unlock all the drivers, go to cheat codes and enter race the pack. Three words, spaces in the middle. Cheat codes, race the pack. You'll get all the fantasy drivers for NASCAR 08 on the PlayStation 3. How about that? Thanks for tuning in. I'm Rick Tittle. We will see you next week right here on the Video Game Review.